I am Monk Ellen Yamini, and my topic this morning is the Miracle Booklet. We all might have seen or read a lot of beautiful booklets or books and called Miracle Booklet, but there is one booklet I call the Miracle Booklet, and I call this the GIST. The GIST is the publication, the monthly publication, which comes forth by the University of Healing. And it has been started by Dr. Herbert Beyerle, the Dean and founder of the University of Healing, in 1975 for the University of Healing. It existed before, but for the University of Healing, it's now 28 years that it's published, and it has 28 volumes. The GIST means the essence. What a noble name. There couldn't be a most beautiful name given to this little miracle booklet, which is a quarter of a page of 8.5 by 11, and just a size which fits in every pocket. Everyone, even if you don't take a purse with you, you can have it in your pocket. So when you ever want to have something practical or beautiful, especially beautiful and uplifting, blissfully blessing your life, you have a GIST in your pocket or in your purse. And you can take that time and read in this lovingly prepared booklet, lovingly prepared by our monks from the Absolute Monastery. Dr. Beyerle is the editor of the GIST, and it's his loving baby since he has started to write the GIST. Many, many people around the world, thousands of people, have been blessed by these writings, over the years. Now, over the years, the monks or the staff of the University of Healing has improved in doing the GIST, also with the technology, using the latest technology in typesetting. The GIST has become more valuable and more precious. When we look behind in the first years, when Dr. Beyerle did it by hand, collating and everything by hand, thousands of GIST and putting all his love in it. And we look now at the GIST, how it has progressed. It's so beautiful. But the content is always it. It's always very uplifting and very special. And everything which you would like to know about the University of Healing is written in the GIST openly. It's an open book. It's an open book of the thoughts of Dr. Beyerle. It's an open book to all those who write the article in the GIST. We have on our back page a beautiful meditation, a sentence every month. And only this sentence can be an inspiration for those who read the GIST. We have, for instance, a statement which say, know what you want, you'll get it. Or it says, I like me. Or it says, I am whole and perfect. The little precious statement put on the backside. And if you want to go, or if one wants to go out and sit and meditate and had this little booklet in his pocket and just takes this as a subject Wow, what an inspiration. The articles, the highlights of the GIST, the articles every month are basically the God's Pocket, the short article of one page by Dr. Beile, and it's a precious information or precious insight into your own divine self. Then we have a serendipity, which means the faculty or phenomenon of finding valuable or agreeable things not sought for. Serendipity. Have we ever thought what the meaning is? Every title of these articles or every highlight of this GIST has its titles so beautifully chosen. We have God's Pocket, we have Serendipity, we have an article by E.J. Scheer, by myself, we have a practitioner letter which goes out to all our practitioners every month, and these are hundreds of letters which are sent out to each practitioner, practitioner and student all around the world. And every practitioner has a blessing in it, and it explains and tells about how to use the principle, what the University of Healing teaches. And the teaching of the University of Healing is the divinity of man. Scientifically, it's proven as a prayer, as a prayer treatment effective in every avenue of our life, and the oneness of all life. And then we have an article by Stefan, by Dr. Stefan or Monk Stefan Stresli, Inspiration. Always a fun article too. And something which has brought a lot of comments, wonderful comments, are the chapters of the Relative, which we have published now for many months. And people call us and write us about their feeling, how they have grown in awareness by reading these chapters, how they have found the precious diamond in themselves by reading these chapters and feeling that there is more to life than just that physical, that what we feel and sense. So they go within by reading these chapters and progress in their awareness or come to an awareness who they really are. The GIST is a miracle booklet which goes out to, I don't know how many countries we counted the other day, it's probably about 20 countries or more, and it's blessing the entire world. And all these letters we receive, especially after we had given a notice, please return this card on the back of the page to renew your subscription to the GIST. People have written to us and have said, please send us or continue to send me the GIST because it has been a great blessing. The other day I spoke with a lady, she said, you know, I found this booklet in my PO box, in my mailbox, and have no idea, not the slightest idea how it came in. And I was tempted and I thought, this is all of this kind of garbage which always comes. And then it looked so friendly, it looked so beautiful, and I couldn't throw it away. And I took it in my hand and I opened it, and I started to read in it. And I was so fulfilled, so happy, so blessed. And she said, please, do not, stop sending the gist. Well, I just realized that I didn't record my own talk. It's recording on the little Olympus here, but not right away on the machine. So there was a little break because I just realized. So it will come on later. Anyhow, I am 10 minutes and 46 minutes, and I'm happy to 10 minutes and 46 seconds, and I'm happy to speak about the gist, which I find is the greatest miracle booklet you all might ever read, and I recommend it to you. And here is my next friend, Monk, for her talk.
Good morning. I'm Monk Inga Puchert. This morning I talk about love. Love, love, love. Everybody wants love. Everybody gives love. But have you ever thought what love is? Is it the sexual love? Or the kindness? Or the feeling you have for a special person or for something? We talk about love very often. It is love. A lovely person, a lovely thing, a lovely sunset. But love, for me, is a cement of the universe that keeps everything together, like as it is. If it is beautiful, if it is less beautiful, but it keeps things together. And even with people, sometimes I wonder, I'm amazed how two different people, persons, for instance, wife and husband, they can live together, also while they're always fighting and have different ideas. But they stick together. And when the fight is over, they love each other as they like to do it. This is one way of loving. But love is, I think, is a feeling, a spontaneous feeling from within that I have towards first myself. And as I have it in myself, I have it to the world, the people I create around me. The people I create around me, what do I see in them? I see, at what do I look? As their expression of love. Because love is our vibrations. It's not the external face of a person. It is what the person says, has from within. And the moment a person opens their mouth, I have a total different impression as I had before, or looking at her outer. Well, this is also love. I can never really define it, what is love. I never know where it stands, where it is, and how it comes. Love just is, and this is wonderful. Well, love. I write the letters and I say, I love you. Yes, I love you because in what I have written, I have put myself, my ideas, my words, and this is all done in love. So I end the letter with, love, I love you. And who reads it understands that it is love. And so is everything. We love our pets, we love our house, we love everything. We love it because not it belongs to us, but we like to be with these things. We like our pets. They are animals, and they are attached to us. And so when we call them, they come. And this is also love. Or is it only interest for getting a treat that sometimes I give to the animals? No. The animal comes also without getting a treat. And sometimes the animal shows also his feeling of which is different than love, and barks and barks. So this means, it tells me that the person has something heavy on its heart, has something which is vibrating. But at the moment, who can define it, what the vibrations are? But just continue in be loving and say also to the animal, you are a lovely being. You are love. You are fine and complete. Love. Love is wonderful. Love is uplifting. Everything I love is great. So first, as I said, I love myself, and all things are in divine order. It is a great adventure being a loving person and knowing that love you cannot buy and cannot sell it. It is something very spontaneous, and it is a point where two vibrations meet at a high point and find, yes, we are both the same. Same ideas, same feelings, and this is, I think, for me, is love. Impossible to, how I wouldn't have find the right words to describe love. Love has so many ways, so many expressions, and it's all right when it comes from the heart. From the heart, there is the center of my divine being, and I know whenever I say the word love, it comes from within and has the effect of being loving and kind, and everything is in divine order. Love, love, love never ends, and it's good to continue in being loving.
I am Monk Sylvia, and my topic this morning is the beauty of innocence. I was thinking of a child who is born into this life experience with the innocence of being still connected to its inner self, to its inner innocence, its inner God self. It doesn't know it, it just is it. And I know that most of the children are somehow taught out of this connection by the time they are maybe 7 or 8 years old, or maybe even younger. And the delight of a child who still is in tune with his inner self is just something very glorious. I mean, you all know, and I know that when I see a child, a young child, a baby, the feeling they emanate, that peacefulness, that blissfulness of a child just touches my inner chord of bliss and happiness. And I am just reminded of how it really is to be in bliss and at peace. But I was reading a story about a young boy in Africa who is still very much in tune with his inner God self, and he is 17 years old. A very beautiful story. It's about a competition they do in South Africa for boys and girls who do not speak English, because English and Africans are the most common languages there, but other black languages are still very, very strong. So they make this competition to encourage young people to learn English. And this year a young boy won that competition. As I said, he's 17 years old, and he appeared for an interview on television. And they asked him questions like, well, do you think that you need to speak English or to be successful? And he answered, no, I do not think so. You do not need a specific language in order to succeed. Success is when you have arrived at or attained your own purpose. How beautiful. And then they asked him, what will you do with the money that you won as a winner? It's, I think, something like 10,000 rand. He said, well, it will help me to go to university. I want to become a psychologist. Well, why do you want to become a psychologist? I want to study the mind, he says. The mind is everything. I believe in the saying, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And he continued saying, there are so many things to be changed, like, for example, poverty. But poverty is only a state of mind. I believe I was born to bring about change, and change begins in the mind. I want to be a psychologist because I want people to understand the mind. A 17-year-old boy with such a deep insight, he's a Zulu from the Zulu tribe, and he has this deep insight without that he has ever studied New Thought, or probably doesn't even know what New Thought thinking is or what New Thought philosophy is all about. I was really touched by it because he exudes such a self-confidence and a positiveness, which is for me a sign of somebody who is just still in tune with his inner self. And as we heard in this thought for today, it's being myself and having fun. It's that expression that this young man lived still for me. And when he said, success is when you have arrived at your own purpose, living your own purpose, that is so beautiful because it has nothing to do with language, with color, or circumstances you live in. It's just finding that direction within yourself. And he is very clear about his direction, because he is so much in tune that he still knows the direction that he wants to go and why he came here on this planet Earth, to bring about change that starts in the mind, change the thinking. It's amazing for a young man of Africa to understand that poverty is just in the mind. And I'm sure we will hear more of that young man as he grows up to be a very beautiful and special philosopher in New Thought. And I'm looking forward to that. And so it is.